Good afternoon and welcome to the August 18th, 2022 Technical Coordinating Committee. I just want to start out with thank you all for being here today and appreciate your time. And let's start with some introductions. I'm Pamela Bernard, chairperson and also senior transportation engineer, Chatham County. If we could start on this end, please, sir, and just work our way around the room, please.
Bob Miley with the town of Thunderbolt.
Good afternoon, Les Fussell, City of Richmond Hill.
Pete Colbronson, City of Tybee.
Kayla Brown, Bike Walk Savannah.
Teresa Concannon, Effingham County.
Jim Ayala, Savannah Hilton at International Airport.
Katie Proctor, GDOT D5.
Katie, it's nice to actually meet you in person. I didn't recognize you. All right, thank you. Is there anyone online that's a voting member or here for one of the representing? Nope. All right, great. Again, thanks for everyone being here today. Let's start with approval of the agenda. Hopefully everyone's had an opportunity to review the agenda. It is rather full, so I would just ask that everyone bear that in mind and try to keep conversations as brief as we can so we can get through this as quickly as possible. The other comment I want to make is just depending on time, the information reports that are typically given verbally, if we get short on time, we may just kind of skip over those unless, since they are attached, unless anyone has any major announcements or if there are any questions. So I just want to leave that and make that next statement. Does anyone have any requests to make any changes to the agenda?
Madam Chairman, I make a motion that we accept the and approve the agenda as presented.
Second, Miley.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moving on to the action items then. The first item is approval of the June 16th meeting minutes of the TCC. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to review those and submit any comments or questions to the MPO staff. At this time, if there's no discussion or questions, I will request a motion to approve the meeting minutes from June 16th.
Madam Chairwoman, I make a motion. We approve the minutes as written.
Second.
Thank you. That was Kayla. Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moving on to item two, which is the FY 2023 UPWP amendments. White Coda, thank you.
Good afternoon. Before I do my presentation, I just want to introduce our new staff member, Jasmine Champing. Come over, Jasmine.
not that easy.
She will be managing the transportation improvement program and also manage the congestion management process update and then the urban flooding model. So Jasmine, can you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Jasmine Champion. I'm coming from Memphis, Tennessee. I used to work for the local MPO there as well. So I look forward to working with all of you and getting to know you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, when we do the call for project, Jasmine will manage the Y230. So if you have any questions, please coordinate with Jasmine. Okay, for the UPWP amendments, we actually have two amendments in the report. The first one is the I-16 exit ramp removal study. We started the first round of discussions for the I-16 MLK ramp removal project in the June meeting. And the UPWP amendment also this project wants to apply for the either discretionary PL funds or Y230 funds. So according to the procedure that we have to have two rounds of discussion before we amend the study into the UPWP. And this is a City of Savannah project. And they will We used to have a IMR interchange modification report, but it was out of date. So in order for the city to proceed with the study, they have to update the IMR report. The study will probably just do some kind of analysis on how to remove the I-16X ramp removal exit and then reclaim some of the land for redevelopment. And the study cost is about $300,000, and the federal portion is about $240,000, and the local match will be about $60,000. So like I said, there are some funding sources that might be help with this study. If City of Savannah wants to pursue the Georgia DOT managed the discretionary PL funds, the application deadline is August 29th. And then if you want to apply for the Y230 funds, we are going to start a call for project on August the 25th, and the deadline is September the 30th. And then my understanding is the City of Savannah also wants to apply for the Reconnecting Communities program. So my suggestion is probably want to apply for all of those in case that you might not get one part, but you still have something to like lie back on. So this is the study for one of the UPWP amendments. And another one is the CAT got some award funding for a study. They want to include it into the transit planning task. It says an AAOP funded study is for FTA's areas of persistent poverty. So AAOP program, and CAT will use this to do some kind of analysis, basically provide like connectivity transit, provide transit services to the low income areas. So the CAT wants to include this study into the transit planning task, and the total cost is about 400. That's a yeah, four is a not good number in Chinese. So, but we, yeah, our six is good, or eight is good. So if it's a 666666 or 88888, that would be perfect number. But over here it says 444444. But anyway, the federal portion is about $400,000, and CAD will come up with $44,000. So this is not 80-20 match. But still, this is what we're going to include. CAD is still trying to get more information on this program before we include it into the transportation improvement program. But we will just include it in the UPWP. And the third thing I do want to mention, last time we amended into the UPWP two studies. One is the US 17 corridor study. Another one is President Street, the railroad crossing study. And Chatham County wants to apply for either Y230 funds or discretionary PL funds for those two studies as well. I just got some information from Chatham County today. So the US 17 corridor study, they revised the cost estimate to about $500,000. When we did the UPWP amendment last time, the total cost was $350,000. So since we are already doing the UPWP amendments this time, I would just go ahead and probably revise the cost in the UPWP for the US 17 corridor study.
Thank you.
I see City of Savannah. Yeah, do you have anything to add to the I-16? Yeah, do you have any questions on the I-16 extra ramp removal study? Okay. And if nothing else, and we will just ask the TCC for endorsement of the proposed UPWP amendments, so one for the AOPP study that CAT was due, and then second is for the I-16X to ramp removal study included in the UPWP, and third is revise the cost for the US 17 corridor study.
Is there any questions or discussion? If not, at this time, I'll request a motion for endorsement of the UPWP amendments.
This is Kayla. I'll make a motion to endorse.
Pamela, I'll second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Waikota. Moving on to the
authorize the, whoops, let's see, authorize study of amendments to the 2045 MTP.
Okay, this is a request from GDOT. They want to do the State Route 404 Talmadge Bridge. I think the preliminary engineering is about $15 million in 2023, and construction in 2024 is $175,000. So that's a lot of money. Since this project is not included in the TIP.
You said 1,000. Is that 175 million?
Yeah, million. Yeah, million. Yeah. So the total is almost $200 million. So this is a very expensive project. So GDOT requested that we include this project into the TIP. But as you know, the TIP is the subset of the MTP. So we really cannot include this project into the TIP until we know whether it can be included in the MTP. So, but in order to include in the MTP, as you know, our long-range transportation plan is financially constrained. That means we cannot include more projects than the revenue allows. So we have to do the further analysis on the financial balance to say, if we include this project in, which project will kick out? So if we have to, I mean, if GDOT or Federal Highway doesn't provide revenue, additional revenues, we really cannot accommodate this project. So, but for the MTP development, for the MTP update, since this inclusion of this project will include impact to the financial balance of cost band one, so we have to do further analysis. And plus we haven't got additional information on this project of what it is. And why it's costing so much. And so we haven't got that information yet. So our first step, according to the participation plan, is for the MPO to endorse the first step. So it is to authorize a further study for the analysis so that we know what this project is, what it involves, and how it will impact our traffic, our financial balanced long range transportation plan. So, and we will present that findings at the next meeting, either in October or December. So we will do this and find out whether we need to kick out project. If yes, what, which project? So we will let you know that. But at this meeting, we will just ask the TCC to endorse the authorization of further analysis. This is the first step according to the participation plan.
So what's the cost of the further analysis in this study?
No, it's just the staff will reevaluate okay. The financial plan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't cost, it's included in our
review. Not there yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just one question, Waikato. What is the funding that they're showing on here? The Y001. Are they bringing their own money?
I think that seems like 001 is like interstate maintenance or something. So because the new under the previous legislation is a Z001. For under the BIL, it changed to Y, so Y001. I think it's like interstate maintenance or something. So I have to check the funding. But BIL does come with a lot of additional funds. So if this project can secure the additional revenue, that wouldn't be a problem. But if it doesn't, and then we have to see which project kick out.
Yeah. So. Oh, well, I was going to say that would kick out a lot of projects.
Right. 200 million.
Okay. Okay. Is there any other questions? Okay. So what you're asking us to do is just to endorse
the authorization of the study.
Further study.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Madam Chairman, if you'll. I make a recommendation to continue to further study.
Thank you.
Whoops. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. It's approved. So the next item on the agenda is the call for projects. Of the
non-motorized
the transportation alternatives Y301.
I think the next one is actually number four, non-motorized plan, Green Island Road.
Oh, sorry. You're right. My bad. I'm trying to skip ahead.
No,
thank you, Aja.
Okay, let me just open that up. Okay, so for certain funding opportunities, such as the Transportation Alternatives Fund, bike and pedestrian projects have to be consistent with the non-motorized transportation plan to receive funds. So CORMPO coordinated with Pam to add the Green Island Road Trail project to the non-motorized transportation plan. Summary, the project summary is attached to this agenda and also the application. So I'm just going to go through some of the details of it. So the Green Island Road Trail project is a proposed multi-purpose trail from Diamond Causeway to the end of Green Island Road. The project is located near the Landings neighborhood and will add 2 miles of existing trail from on Diamond Causeway and will link neighborhoods and a commercial center. So there are benefits to this project. There are health and safety benefits such as reducing emissions and increasing recreation. There are benefits such as enhanced connectivity, and the proposed path is compliant with ADA, which improves accessibility. As for cost estimates, the total cost will be over $3 million, just a little over $3 million, with an 80-20 local match. So we did have it's still ongoing 15-day public comment period. As of today, we have not received any comments by phone or email, but again, that comment period is still open. And so we are just asking for approval of the Green Island Road Trail Amendment. Is that anything else you want to add?
No, that sounds good. Thank you. Yeah, we just want to add that into the non-motorized transportation.
Oh, yes. An amendment, yes, to add it to the non-motorized transportation plan.
So, yeah, we did apply for some that funding. And the project is, the county is currently in the QBS process, qualified based election, to hire a consultant for the preliminary engineering on that.
Okay.
So, does anyone have any questions about that project or discussion? Okay. Thank you, Aja. In that case, at this time, I'll request a motion to endorse adding the Green Island Trail project to the non-motorized transportation plan.
Michelle Strickland, I move to add the Green Island Trail to the NMTP.
Miley, second.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Motion carries.
Okay.
Now we're going to number five. Okay, the call for projects for the Y301 Transportation Alternative Funds.
That one is me as well. So CORMPO will conduct a call for projects for the FY 2023 to 2027 Y301 Transportation Alternatives Fund. The TA funding was most recently authorized by Congress in 2021 as a set aside of the Surface Transportation Block Grant Program under the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The focus of transportation alternatives is to promote the feasibility of alternatives to motor vehicle travel, such as through bicycle and or pedestrian projects. The CORMPO will be starting its call for projects this month. I think it's the 25th, right? Yeah, August 25th, we will be starting our call for projects for the Y301 fund. And the application and the manual are attached to this agenda, and I will be the one that is managing the applications for this fund. And so I guess we are recommending the CORMPO board and committees approve the Y301 call for projects manual forms and the schedule.
Thank you, Aja. Does anyone have any Any questions or comments on that? Any discussion? I had one little tiny point, and I don't want to, whether we want to address it on this one or the yeah. next one, but the two call for projects, the TA funds and the Z230 funds have the exact same schedule. So they're, you know, it's and it's not even so much the due date, but mm-hmm. then the scoring is all needs to be done in 1 week. And I was just sort of wondering if it might be possible to kind of offset those just a tiny bit mm-hmm. so that we're not scoring them both at the same time. You know, I don't know how many applications there's going to be, but I know everybody's busy, and it might just be easier if we had a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Is that something we could address? Is there any kind of room for
open the schedule?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're all due September 30th. And I mean, I think we can adequately schedule enough time to get that done without having to adjust that.
Oh, it's the manual, isn't it?
Sorry. Okay. But I think all the scoring was supposed to be done like between October 5th and 12th, I think, for both applications. So I was just wondering, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? If we yeah. could do one week and one another week, is that possible?
Hold on, I'm just waiting for
it. I mean, I know that the schedule's kind of tight, so I don't know if
yeah.
that might be asking too much.
No, I understand.
I think the only thing that I'd like to see is probably MPO staff compile scores can be reduced by 2 days or something. That doesn't give you the extra 2 days.
Yeah, it looks like there's a couple days in between the October 17th and October 20th. Could we borrow a few days from there and give us a little, maybe if it's the same time frame, maybe just give us a little more time.
Yeah.
Then for that, for the scoring.
Yeah, I think we can diminish the MPC score and compiling time.
Well, Kelly, we can't hear you.
Okay.
Madam Chairman, Chairwoman, would it be appropriate to make the motion and just allow for the MPC to do in-house changes to the schedule as needed rather than knock it out right now? Madam Chairman, I'd like to make the motion. They approve this as requested and allow for in-house staff of MPC to make the schedule modifications necessary for them to complete their tasks.
Yeah, I think we can probably, for the MPO staff, compile scores can be between the 15th and the 17th. So that would give the TCC extra 2 days.
That would help. We'll take that. Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
I mean, I'm just looking at my calendar. That if I'm looking at the right dates, the 15th through the 17th is a Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Oh,
I was looking at
September. I like to work, but the weekend.
Oh, I was looking at the September. Sorry.
I mean, I think we should look at business days too.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was looking at the September calendars. Yeah, we will make some kind of adjustment as Robert suggested over there.
Okay. Well, just whatever you guys can do. I mean, if you can't, that's fine. All right. Do we have a second?
Yes, Madam Chairman, I second Les Fussell.
Thank you. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then the next one is also the call for projects, and this one is for the Y230. Is this Jasmine? All right, thank you.
Finally making my appearance. I thought I was having theme music, but I guess not. I guess I'm not that great today. Okay, for the Y230 funds, the core MPO will conduct the call for projects for the FY 2023-2027. For the STBG funds, the Surface Transportation Block Grant, the funding was most recently authorized by Congress in 2021 with a program continuation under the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. also known as the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law or BIL. The STBG program funds are flexible funds that can be used to address regional transportation, The core MPO will start the call for projects in August 2022 to allocate in the Y230 funds. So we're coming today to just ask for the TCC's endorsement.
Thank you, Jasmine. Does anyone have any questions or comments? In that case, at this time, I will request a motion to endorse the call for projects Y230, the manuals, forms, and schedule, allowing for adjustment by staff of the schedule.
Miley makes your motion as stated.
And second?
I'll second it. Pete from Tybee.
Thank you. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, so the next one is the next item on the agenda is the updates to the FY 2021 to 2024 TIP.
All right, so for the TIP amendments we have received, GDOT has requested amendments to the core MPO's FY 2021-2024 TIP. The amendments that have been requested is for I-516. Okay. So the amendments, sorry about that, are listed here. They're for I-516 to Durain Ave. And the update here is to remove the right-of-way phase program in FY24 from the 21-24 TIP and move the right-of-way phase to 2025. For State Route 404 of slash US 17 of Savannah Harbor Parkway to Back River, remove the construction phase program in FY24 from the 2021-2024 TIP and move the construction phase to FY2025. For State Route 26/US80 at Bull River, move the right-of-way phase program in FY23 to FY2024, which means it's going to stay in the current TIP. And for State Route 26 from I-516 to CS-188/Ogeechee Road, there is a cost revision here for the UTL cost, and the cost will go from $3,436,007 to $3,951,665.64. And we are coming today to ask you all to approve the amendments requested by GDOT.
So this is Les Fussell from Richmond Hill. What's driving the request for the change and move out into 2025?
What is driving the, so within the report here, we have a lot of the reasons for it. For some of them, it's a schedule shift that has been requested by GDOT. And that's for I-516 to Durain Ave. And then for the next one, for State Route 404, that project, the reason is also scheduled was shifted by the project manager. For State Route 26 at Bull slash US 80 at Bull River Road, that one, the reason for update, moved due to schedule review and moved due to financial constraint. And the last project here, State Route 26 from I-516, the reason for update was cost increase. And this is also available in the package to all of you all. Okay.
I mean, I noticed all the red in the document where the changes were. I was just wondering what the background was, if it was DOT engineering funds. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Were you asking about a particular project or just in general?
In general. Yeah, the one that's near and dear, of course, is the 516.
The Durant Avenue?
Yeah, and that's based on, you know, the Durant project. And I say all the Durant projects, and I'm going to put that in a big old bubble up here, seem to be constantly kicked out to the right. So I'm just, and there's a lot of congestion there. So unfortunately, I have to travel that way. So
I don't want to speak for City of Savannah, but last I heard there was an additional analysis for EJ, right? That kind of kicked the schedule a little bit.
You're correct. Federal Highway added some requirements as part of the environmental justice portion of the project, which has pushed the schedule back a bit.
Okay. And that's fine. I just, like I say, I like to know the nitty gritty. Thanks.
Understood. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you, Jasmine. At this time, I will request a motion for endorsement of the proposed TIP updates.
Madam Chair, I'll make a recommendation to approve the endorsement as presented.
Thank you, and I'll second that. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Are there any opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Jasmine.
Thank you.
We're getting through the schedule a little, well, knock on wood, better than I anticipated. The next item on the agenda is number 8 is a review and discussion of proposed plans and studies for the discretionary appeal funds. Thank you, Weka.
Each year, the Georgia TL Funds Review Committee will issue the call for plans or studies. We can submit the funds, we can submit applications, and this time, we want to submit applications for the PL discretionary funds for 3 studies. The first one is the I-16X, the ramp removal study. We just amended it into the UPWP because that's a prerequisite. It has to be included in the unfunded section of the UPWP before we apply for that. And then the second one is the US-17 corridor study. And then the third one is the President Street and the railroad crossing study. So I just I got the resolution over here. The resolution after next week's MPU board, after MPU board signs this, it will be part of the application. So the application materials are actually attached over here. So the I-16 flyover removal project, the information is provided by Mr. Sheerhouse over here from City of Savannah. And so basically the list, who the project sponsor is, what is the amount, and how much is the being requested. So for the I-16 one, we are requesting $240,000, and City of Savannah will come up with the $60,000 local match. As you can see, the local commitment letter is attached over here. So we will submit this on behalf of the city. And the second one, the President Street at the Truman Parkway Railroad Crossing. We will submit this application on behalf of Chatham County. The total cost for this one is about $300,000. We are requesting $240,000 from the PL Funds Review Committee, and the Chatham County will come up with the $60,000 as local match. So when we decide what to do with the railroad crossing, at grade railroad crossing at President Street and Truman Parkway. And the third one is the US 17 corridor study. This one, Chatham County will be the local project sponsor. So you can have the information over here, a description of project and backgrounds. And the total cost is about $500,000. So we'll be requesting $400,000, and then Chatham County will come up with the local match of $100,000. So we would just ask the TCC to endorse these applications, and then after MPO approves the applications and MPO chair signs the resolutions, and we will submit this on behalf of the City of Savannah and Chatham County. Any questions?
Thank you, Waikato. If there's no questions or discussions, at this time I will request a motion to endorse the applications for the PL funding. I'll make that motion. Any second?
Actually, I do have one question. Sorry.
Okay. No,
I was trying to read through the documents on my phone real quick. So I think the PL funds application, the resolution is for US 17, but I think the application you just showed us was for SR 25.
Yeah, yeah.
But the totals aren't matching in the resolution and the application.
Yeah, so. The US 17, last time we did the UPWP amendment, mm-hmm. The total cost was about $350,000. That's what I used for the resolution.
Okay.
But I only received the application today, right before the TCC meeting, about 1:30. So that.
But you couldn't time travel, Waikota?
I got updated cost estimate for the US 17 corridor study. US 17 / STL 21 is the same route. Yeah, Okeechee Road.
Okay. So, I just wanted to make sure that the numbers were correct. So I'll second pending a correction of the resolution.
Yeah, that's why we amended the UPWP as the third item to correct the number to $500,000. So yeah, I'm going to correct this resolution so that it go match the application. Yeah.
Thank you for catching that, Kayla. All right. Okay. So if there is, unless there's any more discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Waikota. And I believe that covers all the action items, yes?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay. So moving on to other business. The next item is call for plans and studies for fiscal year 2024.
Okay.
UPWP.
Okay. I know we just entered fiscal year 2023, but our fiscal year 2024 UPWP development will start in September, and we probably will have a draft ready in December. I think it might be still early, but it might be the time to consider what you want to include for further studies in this UPWP. So if it's included in the fiscal year 2024 UPWP, that means you can apply for PL discretionary funds in 2024 and 2025. So if you your jurisdiction have any planning studies that you want to pursue in those 2 years, this is a time to think ahead if you want to do that, and just let us know so that we can include it in the 2024 UPWP, so we don't have to do the UPWP amendments all the time. So we can just think ahead and include it. So we just issue this call for plans and studies. So just please submit your information to us by the end of September. Just think about it. The study will be in 2024 and 2025. So it's not for this year.
I've got a question for you, Waikato, about that. If it's something that we've submitted before but just haven't followed through on yet, do we still need to resubmit that?
Yeah, just let us know so that we can, I think, for example, the Islands Expressway.
Yes.
Yeah, so we can include it.
And the Abercorn one also.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Just let us know. You still want to pursue those studies in later years, and then we will just, move it.
Okay, one other question. Is there going to be any PL funds available in the spring this year?
In March, yes.
Okay.
The PL discretionary funds are available twice a year. One is this September, one is September, one is March. So you have like two times to apply for those funds if you want to use them.
Okay. So we're good if we might consider applying for one of those two projects in the spring.
just depending on how things go.
Yeah, I have to check whether those studies are included in the current.
Okay.
FWP, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Does anyone else have any questions about that for Waikato? Okay. Thank you. So the next item is the 2050 MTP update status report.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
We are doing the, as you know, we are working on the 2050 long-range transportation plan. And currently, several things are going on. I think I saw Kate over here. She left, okay. Yeah, Kate is developing our social economic data. So that's for the travel demand model. She's working on the base year model, and we have a meeting with GDOT tomorrow. Just found some problem with the census data. So you have like more households, more occupied households than population. So basically like one person is occupying multiple housing units. So we don't know how the census come up with that information. So we need to resolve those. So after that, we're going to develop the 2050, the horizon year socioeconomic data. So we're working on that. That's part of the MTP update. So we're working on the socioeconomic data development. And for updating goals, objectives, and performance measures, as well as prioritization methodology, we are developing a survey. At the last meeting, actually, after the last meeting, I think a lot of the committee members sent us the comments. So we incorporated the comments. We actually had three different versions of the surveys going through and almost final. We have the version three almost final. So start a translation work now. So I'm translating it into Chinese. GDOT planning is helping us to translate that into Spanish. And then Asia is working with the like a church over here and translate it into Vietnamese. So we will have like four different, as soon as the translated versions are done, we're going to start the survey probably by the end of August and starting September. I already talked about socioeconomic data, so Kate is working on that. And also another thing, the travel demand model, Asia was checking the links, the model links for the functional classifications and the number of lanes that she has done, the Chatham County and Effingham County and Bryan County. So we haven't sent the files to GDOT yet, but we're going to do that pretty soon. So she's still working on the Chatham County links because Chatham County's links are more complicated, especially the interstate ramps. Sometimes it's four lanes, sometimes three lanes, sometimes. So she's checking all of that. And also another part of the travel demand model, I did send you or Sally sent you this list. So we need to provide this the first network table and the second network table to GDOT to be included. So basically the basic travel demand model doesn't include all of these links. So they were just adding these projects. So we sent you this information. Asking you whether you have any comments on the first and second network. I think Peter got it that the two US 80 bridges are included, but not a roadway in between. But that's because the first network includes the construction, includes the project that started construction or completed between 2015 and 2020. And the second network is the projects that have started construction or finished construction between 2015 and 2022. So, and then the third network will include the projects that have construction funds committed. And then the fourth network will include those projects that not only have construction funds, but also have right-of-way funds committed. And then the fifth network would be the ones that have the preliminary engineering funds committed. So those will be the later ones. So now we are still working on the first and second networks. So we are focusing on the ones that started construction or under construction between 2015 and 2022. So I think that project probably will be included in the third or fourth network. So we will send you this list and take a look at it. And if you see any if we're missing any project, just let us know. Because for the federally funded project, we can check the TIP. We know pretty well. But if it's a local project like Gwinnett Street, and we also actually learned there's a like interchange DDI project at a Veterans Parkway. So that one we didn't learn until recently. So we add that one in because it will change the capacity as well. So just take a look at this, and if you see anything that is missing, just let us know afterwards. And also we actually developed a draft of public involvement plan. So the public involvement plan will guide us the public engagement process for the 2050 MTP update. So basically we're going to follow the participation plan. That's the minimum requirement, but we will do more than that. So we will have like prioritization meeting and the kickoff meeting, et cetera. But what we want to do is have three rounds of public meetings. The first round would be just a kickoff. So distribute the survey, explain what the MPO is, what the MTP is. And the second round will, by that time, I think probably in July of 2023, we will have more information, because by that time, non-motorized transportation plan will be pretty much done. Fleet plan update will be pretty much done, and congestion management will be ongoing. So all those plans, update and studies will be fed into this 2050 MTP update, and probably the US 80 corridor studies, so several studies are going on. And then the third round, probably in June 2024, and we will present the final recommendations. So we think about going like distribute information to the neighborhoods, or we can just go to the neighborhood meetings, piggyback with their neighborhood meetings, or CAT is doing their transit development plans, we'll piggyback with CAT on their plan update as well. And if you like want us to do a presentation at your council meeting or something, just let us know. So we can present that information. And also we will distribute our meeting materials into all these are like some identified contact that we have analyzed. So we will just follow the public involvement plan process for the 2050 MTP update. And then the third thing is, I have already mentioned, we have several studies that are ongoing, and those will all feed into the 2050 MTP update process. So this is just to give you an overview of what we're doing. If you have any questions, let us know.
Thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Wekoda right now? Thank you. The next item is number 11, the core MPO region freight transportation plan update.
Okay, I will cover.
You're gonna do this one also?
Yeah, I will cover this one as well.
All right, thank you.
Just want to let you know that we kicked off the freight plan update, and we have already had several stakeholder meetings and project management meetings. We already have the stakeholder engagement plan, program management plan, and we also have the first ADFAC committee meeting in June. The consultant is still working on the first deliverable, which is the freight needs assessment and analysis. So they're doing the data analysis right now, and then the traffic and also the regional freight profiles. And today, actually, a consultant is sending out a survey to the stakeholders, the stakeholder survey that is ready. So we're going to reach out to all the probably the port, the airport, probably the railroad companies and warehouses. So Denise, our consultant, is actually sending out three different emails. One is to the ADFAC committee And then the second one is to the warehouses, all those contact. And then the third one, I don't remember who, but she's sending those emails out today. And then we will also have a public survey. We are still working on this public survey, so we just give you initial review. So this wouldn't be that hard. There is only like one question or two questions. So, but we're still finalizing this. Just want to let you know. And as soon as this is done, we'll send you the link. And also there will be another survey. And this is the survey you can do, but there's another survey, which is location based. So you can just go over here and click on, so you could click anywhere. For example, if I want to report, there's like President Street. So you click on this, you identify, you click on the location, and then you identify the problem, what it is. Like if I say the train blocking, the traffic or something, so you can just identify your problem over here, just enter the information. So like I said, after this meeting, we probably will send out the links to you. So we're still finalizing the survey question, just do a double check. So just want to let you know, we're working on the freight plan update. Okay.
Great, thank you, appreciate that. The next item then is the non-motorized transportation plan update. Asia is coming up for that. Thank you.
Okay, let me open up that attachment. Hold on. Okay, there it is. I don't know why that first page is blank. Sorry about that. Okay, so the core MPO is updating its non-motorized transportation plan and thoroughfare plans, and those plans address bike and pedestrian needs within the core MPO area. So currently, staff is identifying the jurisdictions and organizations to work with. We're putting together important population data and information resources to serve as precedent for our plan, and then also putting together possible places to hold public outreach meetings. So I put together basically a list of everyone that we've contacted for this plan, and also some of the data that I'm looking to include in the plan. But I've also added some questions of, you know, is anyone missing from this list? Is there anyone else we should be contacting? For data, we want to look at ACS and census data for car ownership, poverty, disabilities, FHWA, proven safety countermeasures, but is there any other important data that we may be missing? Some of the information resources that we wanted to include was the AARP and the AARP's livable communities information. They have a lot of really, really good information on walkable neighborhoods. Information from America Walks, and then there are other bike and pedestrian plans across the country. But one really, I guess, standout is Emory, California. So it was not bikeable and walkable at one point, but then became walkable and bikeable. And so I thought it would be a great idea to kind of study how did they do it. And then other academic resources. In terms of public outreach, we want to collaborate with Bike Walk Savannah, Healthy Savannah, CAT, and other organizations. And I also talked with Armand Turner today, and he also listed some more places where we could have public outreach events, like I think it was the Fresh Market. I think it was Kayla, do you know what?
Is it the Farm Truck 912?
Yes, yeah. That. Okay, coming out and trying to do some public outreach there. We also wanted to do walking audits. And then we also have a comment map where people can put their opinions on a map. And we're still trying to get that up and running, and hopefully that'll be done soon. And in addition to that,
In the 2050 Metropolitan Transportation Plan update survey, there will be questions addressing bicycle and pedestrian issues. And so we want to also include the results of that survey into the plan. So that's just kind of a short update. We are trying to hold another steering committee meeting. It's been tough with the travel demand model map, but I think I can carve out some time for another steering committee meeting and just show what we've done so far with the plan.
Do you have any idea of rough time frame for when that next steering committee will be?
I'm hoping to have in September. I don't know about August, but September I think would be the time frame.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone have any questions for Asia on that? Thank you. And the next item on the agenda then is the update on the City of Pooler State Route 26. That's the US 80, isn't it? From Chatham Line to State Route 21 corridor study. Is Leon going to do that one? No? Okay.
He's out. So okay. I'll go ahead and pull it up since I helped him with the.
Thank you, Sally.
Oh, you're welcome. Let's see. So they did have a kickoff meeting. It was July 29th. The kickoff meeting was with Kimley Horn, City of Pooler, GDOT, Chatham County, and then the core MPO staff. And goals and objectives were presented at that time, as we've got laid out here, kind of a schedule what they have. So they're going to identify and prioritize short-term, long-term improvement projects needed for that corridor. We know it best as US 80, but GDOT's changed the name to it. To operate to an acceptable level of service, prioritize, recommend improvements to facilitate planning and programming of projects through the core MPO's Metropolitan Transportation Plan process, and justify the future programming projects in the core MPO's Transportation Improvement Program and the Mobility 2045. So they kind of laid out a schedule here of like baseline times as far as actual times. You'll see some of them we've already met with the June 30th, the notice to proceed, initial coordinating meeting, project management work, the traffic count map, which is kind of be ongoing there, existing conditions reports, the traffic forecasting draft alternative analysis, and then the final report, obviously, it's scheduled for September 30th, 2023. So it's going. It's kicked off and going. So
thank you. Mm-hmm. Have any questions?
And there may be a little bit more, you know, on our core board. They may have a couple more updates, but they'll be here for that.
Thank you, Sal.
You're welcome.
So the next item on the agenda then is number 14 is the SS4A update. Asia.
So the U.S. Department of Transportation has made technical modifications to the Notice of Funding Opportunity for the SS4A grant. And some of those changes includes updates to the safety impact rating methodology, additional language to clarify instructions and terminology. The Department of Transportation also created a new version of the Underserved Community Census Tracts tool, which includes population data to make it easier for applicants to calculate the percent of the population in underserved communities. They also added additional information to its FAQ and application resources to further assist applicants. So the deadline remains September 15th, 2022 at 5 p.m. And I have added the links to all of the changes to the notice of funding opportunities for the SS4A grant here.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Can I just ask who all here is planning on submitting applications for that?
City of Savannah will be. You're welcome.
Anybody else? I think the county is, but we're going to go for the plan funding.
The action plan grant?
The action plan.
Okay. Yeah. So City of Savannah, Chatham County,
City of Savannah will be going for the implementation funding.
Grant. Implementation grant. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know Effingham is also doing an application process, but I don't know which one they're applying for.
Yeah, I don't know which one either. Eric Larson did reply to my text and he said he was talking to Savannah and we're getting a proposal from a grant writer. We do have the unique identity number, so we've got that.
Okay, perfect. Do you know which, you don't know which grant, not, okay.
And it probably will be the action plan.
Action plan grant, okay.
So I try to understand. So City of Savannah is going to apply for the implementation grant. Chatham County is going to apply for the plan development, action plan. So if Effingham County figured out that you want to do the action plan or something, you might tag along with the Chatham County. Because they lost their grant writer. So have you already applied for the number, identification number?
I think we already have it.
Oh, okay.
From previous grant.
Okay, application. Okay. Yeah, because if Effingham County wants to do not the implementation plan, then it wouldn't good fit with the City of Savannah.
I don't think you can apply to both. You can't apply to both an action plan and implementation, so you might have to apply with something that matches.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you have to do one or the other, the action plan or the implementation.
Yeah, so I think Chatham County might be a good person, good organization to partner with.
But we'll certainly look at it if you guys are interested, so we can talk.
Perfect.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And the last of the status reports is the urban flooding model. Second, Jasmine. Thank you.
Hello again. Okay. So we finally got a new project manager, which is myself, the urban flow model study. So a few weeks ago, like they just threw me on into the wolves and we had a kickoff meeting. but in the kickoff meeting, we pretty much, I was with UGA. They were the selected consultants for this project. And we just kind of discussed on how we will begin to move forward. So one of the first tasks that we have is to identify the stakeholders and city steering committee members. I have it as if it was already supposed to be completed, if you guys are currently reading that. And that task is not done, but we will be working on that and hopefully we will have something by the end of the month between the MPO and UGA. And we're also looking for the project management plan from them as well that will pretty much outline the remainder of how the study will go. And I believe that's all the updates I have for this one. And this is just for informational purposes, so we do not need a motion.
Well, I'm glad we got a new project manager. That's great. That's a good start.
Any questions? All right, good. Thank you.
Thank you. So that's the end of the status reports. Then we move into the information reports. We're doing okay on time. So if anybody has any projects, I don't want to keep anybody from talking if they want to if they want to go through some projects, just if you can keep it brief. So we'll start with GDOT, Katie.
Okay, this is the pre-construction status. So 1 and 2, the Port Wentworth Bridge replacements over Savannah River and Middle River on State Route 25. The final plan design is ongoing, anticipated in October. And 3, the safety improvements on State Route 204 from 21 to Rio Road is ongoing. Design is in progress, working toward PFPR and anticipated in November. Number 4, safety improvements on I-16 at Chatham Parkway. This project is ready to let. It'll be holding to allow for the construction of the bridge jacking project that will be completed by 12/23. 5 and 6, the widening and bridge replacement on State Route 404. That's a spur US 17 from northeast of Savannah Harbor Parkway to Back River. Concept submitted is expected by the end of this month. And then the bridge replacement at Bull River continues toward preliminary design, and they're waiting on the environmental doc. 8, Lazaretta Bridge, working on right-of-way plans and the environmental documentation. And the next milestone is right-of-way authorization. And then State Route 26 from I-516 to Victory Drive, corrected FFPR plans, anticipated 8/26/22. On schedule for November let, and maybe at risk due to the right-of-way parcel that's not settled yet. And 10, roundabout on State Route 30 at Hodgeville, concept task orders in progress. And for active construction, pretty much everything is progressing. You know, line one is Jimmy Deloach Parkway, and they're expecting August 25th ribbon cutting, and all traffic is expected to be open at that time.
That's awesome.
What was the date again?
August 25th, I think.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Oops, thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Katie on the GDOT project? All right, thank you. Moving on, I think Chatham County's next. Yes. So I won't go over everything. The first one, the I-16 at Jimmy Deloach Parkway interchange, we did have a concept meeting on August 3rd, 2022. That's in addition to what's on here. And then other than that, McCorkle Trail upgrades is now, that one's under construction, is now substantially complete. So, and other than that, it's all pretty straightforward what you got on there. So I won't go over that unless there's any questions. Thank you. Next is City of Savannah.
So Delicious Avenue widening is ongoing, and utility, they're working on clearing the right-of-way. Utility relocations are expected to begin this quarter. We are currently actively undergoing the procurement process to build out our traffic control center. Currently, we have a very large room that is very empty. We will have that, we'll have that done shortly. I-516 at Duran Avenue, as we spoke about a little bit earlier, Federal Highway has added some requirements as part of the environmental justice project or process. So we have pushed those right-of-way funds back 1 year. And the Truman Linear Park Trail Phase 2B property acquisition is ongoing. And we expect to have the right-of-way agreements, or they should have gone to council last week.
Just one question about the traffic control center. I know there were some issues with GDOT on the administration side. Has that been worked out, or are you still working on that?
So I know that Steve has been working on that.
I think probably city has to give up that money. Yeah. GDOT has some problem.
Okay. It's just funny that they didn't catch that sooner.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they just don't have like straightforward PFA kind of stuff. So they want us to flex the money to FTA, because the like FTA money is like FTA process is more straightforward or something. And then I think it's just too complicated. So it's like about $250,000. So I think probably city has to give up that money. So that money will go back to the Z230 pot for the next call for project.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Makati.
I'm on. I don't know if you can hear me. Steve.
Yes, we can. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's actually, it looks like it's shaken out that we'll be able to fund it in house. We did presentations, last week, and Monday was the last one. And we actually seen the money, you know, the quotes, we hadn't selected, they hadn't been ranked. They're still evaluating their DBEs. But we hope to have it on maybe September 9th agenda to award, but it appears that our funding will be covered by the city and that money can go back.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for letting us know, Steve, because yeah. I talked with the GDOT planning staff. They were trying to help us get the funds authorized. So they're getting PTSD right now because they couldn't get the other GDOT departments, mostly project delivery or program delivery departments. So I think eventually we just have to give up.
We had to move forward, power through it, and get that room outfitted. We still have a goal of having the TCC built out by St. Patrick's Day. I'm hoping it's going to be close. It'll be close.
Okay, thank you. All right, moving on to Kat then, please.
Ashley Goodrich, Chatham Area Transit. Our two hybrid ferry vessels are finished with our naval architecture design, and we expect to be putting bid out for construction through September, October. Our paratransit vehicle contract has continued to be laid with supply chain crunch. We are working on resolving the issue through state contract. The three diesel bus replacement for Z230 funds are on order. Our Clever ITS, we have finished the ferry boat installation for the Apollo camera system. Phase 8 of 9 is currently in conjunction. The ferry boat maintenance facility and ferry dock is still under permit review in progress with the City of Savannah. Our facility rehab is undergoing right now the Wellness Center art mural. An artist was selected last month, and they are currently working on the artwork in that Wellness Center. Our electric bus replacement is in process on order. The master transit plan and implementation strategies was awarded in July, with a kickoff to be expected later this fall. Same with the transit development plan and our zero admission plan. We are currently working with our consultant on the analysis for that.
Who was the artist that you selected? Was it somebody local or?
I don't have that information in my list right now, but we could find that out and then supply it to the committee. There was a selection process before the artist was selected, so I can find out their name.
Thank you. And the Low Country update. I think it was just provided. Yes.
Yeah, it's Stephanie's. Yeah, yeah, she's not online. She's not here. So this is just the update that she provided for that.
It's a written update.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anybody have
it's
any
here if you guys want it to look questions? At it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. And last is the TIP funding tracker, which I guess if did everybody supply you the information? That's an important thing.
Everybody did.
You can't really read this. So, yeah. So everything seems to be on, relatively speaking, on schedule. Okay. Good. Wonderful. All right. Any questions about that? All right. We have arrived at the, other public comments. Is there anyone here that would like to make a public comment? Is there anyone online that would like to make a public comment? Nope. All right. Moving on.
notices. There's a report about presentation about road diets that was provided.
Yeah, Michelle wanted to go through that.
Oh. Michelle. Yeah, right. I did look at it. Some I'm not sure I went through all 133 slides. And the next TCC meeting will be October 20th at 2 p.m. And then the MPO meeting is next Wednesday. Is that the 24th at 10 a.m. And with that, if there's nothing else, we are adjourned.
If I could just say one thing, not necessary for vote or anything like that, but we do have our bike and pedestrian counts up on bikewalksavannah.org. And I'll send that over to MPO staff as well as the committee. But we have shifts available in September and October all across city of Savannah limits.
Okay.
Volunteer.
Yes, please volunteer.
What is that for now?
So the bike and pedestrian counts help us plan for different facility types or help support improvements. And then we provide the information to staff of agencies or private developers as they request it.
Gotcha. So are those counts all done at one time or over a period of time?
They're done between September and October.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. Okay.
There's, I think, 14 or 15 different locations that we take care of.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Jim, did you have anything from the airport?
Sorry, I didn't mean to miss anybody.
Talking to your microphone.
Sorry about that. Ongoing projects, rental car facility. It's been delayed due to long lead times for steel, booths, roof paneling, paint, cement. Hopefully we'll be done in the next month. That's a safety project, security project, and customer service project. Air cargo aprons done. Also our southeast quadrant. That's stormwater project, so that's
good.
Okay. Almost complete. So we're looking forward to moving to our next phase, which there's a bunch of big projects coming, so it's good.
Good.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Sorry about that. Did I skip anybody else? Does anybody have any projects they want to go over?
Thunderbolt has nothing for the group.
I said I usually get skipped during this part anyway, so it's all right. I'm good. Not anymore. I appreciate that.
We're gonna make sure we write it in next
time.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you all. All right, we're adjourned. Have a good day. Okay.